Monsignor Stuart Swetland is with us as well at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Today, Monsignor, the keynote speaker is Bishop Thomas Olmsted of the Diocese of Phoenix, truly one of the great leaders in the Catholic Church, not only in the United States, in the world. And I don't know what he's going to talk about, but you do know that in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Diocese of Phoenix, that beautiful apostolic exhortation on marriage and the domestic church that he published not long ago called Complete My Joy. And this, looking at family life as beautiful and noble, the vocation to family life as beautiful and noble. And that's something that perhaps we don't underscore enough.
Most certainly. And of course, the family is an icon of the Trinity in our understanding that the Trinity is a community of life and love. The Father pouring himself out as gift, the Son receiving everything from the Father as gift, and pouring himself back out as gift. And that mutual gift is the Spirit, in a similar way to the fact that the Trinity is a communion of life and love. So Father, Mother, Husband, Wife, and Child, that is an image to us of the triune life, an icon of the triune life. It too is called to be a community of life and love, where each of the members pour themselves out as gift, each for the other. And Bishop Olmsted speaks about that reality and others. And of course, he's also been very strong in calling fathers to their vocation as fathers, be that the priest to be the spiritual father he's called to be to his people, or the father of a family who's called to be the spiritually servant leader of his family. And so he's known really worldwide for both his exhortations on the family and his call to the vocation of fatherhood.
It's 15 after the hour. We have time to take a couple of your calls with Monsignor Stuart Swetland before we go back to Washington, D.C. for the keynote address from Bishop Thomas Olmsted of Phoenix at the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast. And our telephone number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. And we'll get to your calls. Go back to Washington, D.C. for our live coverage of the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast after we hear today's gospel, where Mary Magdalene encounters the risen Jesus in the 20th chapter of John on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
John Chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her.
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel. Or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
18 minutes after the hour, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We'll go back to Washington for live coverage of the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast and the keynote address with Bishop Thomas Olmsted of Phoenix coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, we've got Monsignor Stuart Swetland, the host of Go Ask Your Father, with us, and we're helping you out at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Monsignor, there's a picture that we put on our Morning Air Facebook page on Easter Sunday, and it's a black and white photo of the skyline of New York City taken in 1956. And there is a silhouette of the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building, and another one of the skyscrapers unidentified. And there are huge crosses illuminated on the sides of each of those buildings. So we were talking about that just before noon mass with Father Al, my spiritual director, and I was showing him that picture, and I was saying, well, why can't we do that today? And he said, someone will say no. And I was saying, well, why can't as Catholics we say no and stand up and let's try to do that in our communities? Are we becoming a little too passive as Catholics not to stand up and just say, no, let's do this. Let's stand up for our faith in a very public way.
Well, this has always been the question of Catholics in the United States, because we've always been uncomfortable in our own country, as it historically has been a Protestant establishment country. This is one of the myths that we were a secular country from the beginning. And while our founding fathers may have established the foundations of what later became very secular, in fact, if you look at our history, for most of our history, the government institutions were basically Protestant establishment institutions. The most stunning example of this is the so-called public schools. The public schools were places where basic Protestantism was the religion of the school. I know this from firsthand experience. I went to elementary school at a time when the elementary schools I went to had not yet implemented the Supreme Court ruling banning school prayer and banning scriptural readings and devotions in the morning. And we had the basic thing that a Protestant would expect to have in such a public setting. You had readings from the King James translation of the Bible and meditations that were, you know, sort of lowest common denominator Protestant type of prayer. And as a Protestant at the time, I didn't even think about it or notice it. It was only years later when I had become Catholic, thinking back on my childhood experience, being nervous as a little second grader because it was my term to read from the King James Bible, to realize how much those schools and our government institutions were really a Protestant establishment institutions. You see this in Congress, for example. It wasn't until the year 2000 that a Catholic priest was a chaplain to the House of Representatives. Those kind of positions were reserved for Protestants. It was well known in the Navy in a certain period before I served in the Navy that a Catholic had a very difficult time becoming an admiral in the Navy. Those were reserved for people who were Protestants. And there was, it wasn't just against Catholics, it was also against Jewish people and people who were not Protestants. It's only in modernity that we have this radical secularization going on. And so we still feel uncomfortable now with a new dominant religion. Instead of it being establishment Protestantism, it is now an established secularism. And we as Catholics still feel that we have to prove ourselves as good Americans. And that's a tension that we all feel. But what we should recognize is we're Catholic Christians first, and then we are Americans second. And if we get that order wrong, we're not being faithful to the gospel. I'm not so worried about those public expressions. I hate the naked public square. I think it's unfair to the free marketplace of ideas, which the public square of the United States, I think, is meant to be. But I'm not going to worry too much about public expressions as long as we're able to fully live our faith, not just in how we worship, but what we do day in, day out in our various fields and vocations.
22 after the hour, Monsignor Stuart Swetland with us at 888-914-9149. We'll go back to Washington when Bishop Thomas Olmsted, the keynote